Hello and welcome. And thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you here on blogtalkradio.com/course mastery for another episode of Workbook Lessons for A Course in Miracles. And I'm joined with my wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Let's just join together for a moment of silence before we begin this lesson. Let's take a good deep breath. In me, salvation's means and end are one. In me, God's holy Son, are reconciled all parts of heaven's plan to save the world. What could conflict when all the parts have but one purpose and one aim? How could there be a single part that stands aside or more of more or less importance than the rest? How could there be a single part that stands aside or one of more or less importance than the rest? I am the means by which God's Son is saved because salvation's purpose is to find the sinlessness which God has placed in me. I was created as the thing I seek. I am the goal the world is searching for. I am God's Son, His one eternal love. I am salvation's means and end as well.
Let me today, God, take the role you offer me in your request that I accept atonement for myself. For thus does what is thereby reconciled in me become as surely reconciled to you. In me, salvation's means and end are one.
And so it is. Again, let's join together for a brief moment of silence. Let's take another good deep breath. You know, we had a discussion about this lesson recently, and I really enjoyed what you were sharing about it. And you shared, you know, how it had an impact on you. Kind of share that a little bit again, if you will.
So the line that says, I am the means by which God's Son is saved because salvation's purpose is to find the sinlessness which God has placed in me. I was created as the thing I seek. I am the goal the world is searching for. The idea, this idea that I am here to seek, it finally hit home with me, my own innocence and the softening that I felt. And that when I understand my own sinlessness, when I regard myself devoid of condemnation, devoid of criticism, self-criticism, devoid of blame, that when I return not only to love, but that I return to self-love. And I see myself as sinless. It's as if the means and the end all collapse into this knowing, this miracle, this shift of perception. And when this occurs, the whole chain of forgiveness called the atonement collapses and occurs, and it begins with me seeing my own sinlessness, because everything else that I would condemn or judge in the world is coming from my own misperception of myself. And so when I begin at this beginning, everything just collapses. Everything just collapses. All of the perceptions that are projected and reflected back to me of what I might judge or condemn in people, places, or things just collapses. And then I can see the sinlessness of everyone and everything. And I think I shared with you that in my mind's eye, how this lesson occurred to me was that I, when I say I want you to think of yourself as well, or whoever may be listening. I am the first domino in this intricate series. And you've seen these master individuals who set up the dominoes, and how when one collapses, that first one collapses, all of the others just click, 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 click. And this whole intricate display just collapses to the end. And that's how I now understand the atonement.
I think that's a beautiful...
This is out.
I think that's a beautiful... Yeah. It didn't go out, but it was critically low. Two bars. It's not muted, is it?
Shouldn't be.
Okay.
Do you want to clap or something?
No. I'm just going to pick up. I think that's a beautiful metaphor for the discussion, you know, because as you were sharing that with me, you know, the thoughts of these domino displays, you know, these little worlds,
yeah,
that are made out of this domino. This, and the pivot point, or the key that starts all of that, the critical point, is once that first domino falls, all the rest of them fall. And as you were sharing with that with me, I think I remember sharing with you that the last domino that falls in this metaphor is when we finally return to the full-on love of ourselves, that we finally have forgiven ourselves. You know, we talk about the atonement being a chain of forgiveness in the Course of Miracles. And we're always looking out, you know, or I'll speak for myself. I'm always looking out at the world, you know, well, I need to forgive this person for that. I see what they're doing. I make a judgment in my little ego mind, and I say, oh, well, then I come to myself and I say, oh, I can let that go. I can see that for what it is. Of Course in Miracles is teaching us that all events are neutral, and I can remember the teaching and say, okay, well, I'm going to practice forgiveness, I turn within and attempt to be informed by Spirit. But ultimately, it's always looking outside myself at others, you know, brothers and sisters, family, neighbors, whatever it might be, that, and I'm looking at the world through the vision of the world, of what's reflecting back. And that seems to be where I've, you know, have to reintegrate myself, because I've got all these points of, I've left myself all over the place. Every time I make a judgment, I'm leaving a piece of myself out there.
Mm.
Right. So the reintegration process is to forgive all of those judgments that I've made on the world, laid over on the world, the meaning that I've given it, mm-hmm. the judgments that I've laid on top of it, good or bad,
mm-hmm.
right? Good or bad. So that's the deal. But once I've forgiven all of that, as you were sharing that story, it's a long way of getting around to saying it, is that last domino was when I actually forgive myself and return to loving myself.
And that's interesting, because when we did talk about this, I, and for the listener as well, you and I see it opposite. I see it as the first domino is actually when I see my own sinlessness. And when I see my own sinlessness first, so in my mind's eye, to me, it's the first domino of the self-forgiveness collapses all the others, because all the others are but reflections of my own self-condemnation. And we decided in that conversation that it doesn't matter. It's like, however the listener would want to see that, it really doesn't matter. I just think of it in the vision I was given. It was the first one where I saw myself as sinless. And when that happened, that first domino collapsed, which collapsed the whole intricate world that I made from my judgments and perceptions. And that is the chain of forgiveness. Now, one of the dominoes that falls, and you and I had this, in the prayer portion of this lesson, it says, let me accept the role that you offer me and accept the atonement for myself. For thus does what is thereby reconciled in me become as surely reconciled in you. And it's capital YU. And so I was like, oh, in my contemplation, it was like, here's where I actually forgive God. Because that never really has computed that much for me. I've never really felt this intense need to quote unquote forgive God, because I never really felt that it was God that I withheld forgiveness from. But here's that piece. And then, you know, where, okay, I forgive God. What am I forgiving God for? Or how am I reconciling God? How could God be irreconciled? And you said something I felt that was really important. Do you recall what it was? Or do you want me to say it?
Go ahead.
Okay. It was that I am one with God. And so if me as that aspect of God is not reconciled, there's an aspect of God that's not reconciled, that isn't, and that's the part that is forgiven and makes that complete. Is that what you were sharing?
Yeah, because you're saying, I, you know, if I'm judging myself, I'm judging God. I am God.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, so the reconciliation of God is my own reconciliation. That's where we become the salvation of the world. The world that we perceive is the world that we've created through my eyes. And what about what everybody else is seeing? Boy, everybody else is reflecting you. Mm-hmm. Right? So it's really just, dare I say, it's a one and done. You know, my salvation of the world that I have created is my own recognition of who and what I am. So I mentioned, you know, that Jesus was a salvation of his world. He was in this dimension at that moment of enlightenment and self-realization, and he transcended the world. And the world that he knew, where is it now? It's not available to us. But we're all part of it, and we're keeping our part of it alive in the illusion. But he's transcended his part of it. And he's not coming back to form because he's transcended it. There's always more. There's more to grow through and more to learn. And in each of these steps, we're becoming closer and closer to God, which is ourselves.
I love that. And one other piece I just want to bring forward in this is, you know, mighty companions. It may be of benefit to read these lessons aloud, because, you know, in this practice that Brother T and I are engaging in, sometimes reading it aloud, I get it in a different way, you know, just by offering these lessons. And what we are doing, and what I have realized as a minister, as a mystic, as a prophet, is that in a way, it doesn't matter if anybody is listening or not. The important thing is that I am speaking, I am contemplating, I am conversing in this conversation, in this vibration. It's like I'm doing it for myself. We do this for ourselves. And that, yes, in so doing, we hope and pray that it somehow serves those who might be listening. But that we do it for ourselves. And so that's one aspect of what I wanted to say. The final thing is that in the first sentence, it says, in me, God's holy son, are reconciled. So it sounds like it's singular. You know, normally if you're thinking of one son, you would say, in me, God's holy son is reconciled. But it says, are reconciled. That is a demonstration for me to keep remembering that, yes, this is spoken for me, and it is that the sonship is the multiplicity of all the individuations that we see and experience, you know. And I thought that that was an interesting piece of how this is written.
It is indeed.
So all are reconciled. All are reconciled. When I reconcile, when I realize my own sinlessness, when I achieve that self-love, it is reconciled for all.
It is indeed.
In my mind, in my world.
Well, and as we talked in the earlier lessons this week, you know, every gift affects everyone.
Yes.
You know, whether they are conscious of it or not, we're receiving all kinds of miracles and we're receiving all kinds of gifts in this very moment right now. Are we conscious of it? The ego self is not conscious of it, but the higher self, that's self that's joined with all that is joined with all that is and all the ones that are out there who are also joined with all that is. And so everything that we do, every thought that we give manifestation to, has a resonance, and that resonance is bringing us to the darkness or it's bringing us to the light. Mm. And we're all participating in it all the time.
Mm-hmm. So in me, salvation's means and end are one.
Indeed it is.
So it is.
And so it is. Well, thank you for the conversation. I really enjoyed our discussion today. And thank you, Mighty Companion, for hanging out with us and being with us in this journey to awakening through A Course in Miracles workbook lessons and the changes in our lives that are happening every day as we practice and are disciplined in our devotion to this teaching. And it's truly a miracle. God bless you. Stay the course. We're committed to staying the course with you, and we'll be back. Have a blessed day.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander to temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send sea, I said.